This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
For this short segment, we're talking to Dr. Edward Grimm about an amazing new development in health. And then when we start the next segment, we have this as an exclusive, just so you know, and it's a big deal. You notice that Newt Gingrich has been on attacking Donald Trump a lot lately, claiming he was his big buddy all along, and I said, don't trust Newt Gingrich. Well, report, Trump refused $200 million to pick Gingrich as VP. That's on Infowars.com. We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next segment. Then we'll talk to our reporters out on the West Coast for this big primary day, 2016. And then we'll go to Germany with our reporters on the ground there. They've been inside the Bilderberg Hotel. I'm told they're trying to throw them out basically right now. They have the German military there putting up fences. But we've only got a little bit of time. Dr. Grimm, thank you for your time. Start over with how you developed this, why it's so important, and why it's such a game changer of ozonated olive oil, skin moisturizing conditioner. Why this 1.7 fluid ounce paste is so important?
Well, because I was looking for the most effective, non-toxic, organic skincare product that would actually stimulate and renew the epidermis, which is the epidermal cells on your skin. So many people put so many toxins on their skin, and our skin is exposed to toxins in the air every day, too. Our skin loves oxygen, but we're not getting oxygen on our skin because the oxygen content is decreasing in the atmosphere all over the world. So I was looking for to develop the most ultimate luxury skincare product that's out there, and it was based on Nikola Tesla's research back in the early days where he started ozonating olive oil, and it would turn into a white, thick paste. But it's very dangerous to do because ozone generates a lot of heat, and the equipment necessary for that is extremely expensive. I mean, we spent close to $250,000 just on some of the equipment alone, and it takes a long time. You have to bubble ozone at certain temperatures through a period of time. It can take 3 to 6 months depending on what type of olive oil you're using and also depending on the atmospheric pressure currently in that time period. So what you end up with is you end up with this paste. And at the end, it is extremely effective to use for all different types of skin conditions. Over the last 15 years, we've tested it on practically everything. And, you know, some of the most luxurious spas around the country charge $300 or $400 sometimes for oxygen facials. It's 100% organic. It's going to provide oxygen to the skin. It's going to neutralize any chemicals and toxins that are on the skin. Because the skin is an exposure point to toxins, and you do suck in chemicals and toxins through the skin as well. So that helps reduce the amount of the chemicals and toxins coming in. It reduces swelling and redness. It calms the nerves and reduces the amount of pain. It increases a lot of times because it's expensive. I mean, Alex, this could sell for hundreds of dollars because there's always a limited supply. There's only so much we can make. We can only make 300 or 400 bottles. It's all handmade at a time. So it really is a luxury ultimate skin product. So a lot of people just use it for their face. It works as a conditioner, really for anti-aging, wrinkles, but also people use it for so many other things. I use it for anytime my kids get injured, they have cuts, burns, scrapes on their skin. The beautiful thing about ozonated olive oil is it doesn't leave scarring. Women love it for cellulite reduction. I mean, it minimizes the appearance of cellulite.
Or stretch marks, I guess, when they're pregnant and in the third trimester. Expanding on this, you're not kidding around because, you know, we all have wives, girlfriends, and over the years and know that women go to these $100, $200, $300 facials, and these oxygen-based ones are amongst the most expensive. This is a super high-quality product. It's concentrated oxygen and ozone that then releases on the skin in organic, concentrated olive oil that's in a thick, concentrated paste. It's amazing, and it's really important people to understand. We can sell this right now for $40. Introductory, $29.95, and then we have a limited run. I just really want to give people the very best insane deal out there, and I just hope Dr. Grimm's able to produce a lot more because this stuff will sell out today, and the small profit we make helps fund our reporters being all over the world reporting on game-changing news. Thank you, Dr. Group. Great job. God bless you.
Thank you. Take care.
Get it today, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live now into the second hour. We're going to have our reporters joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the hour from outside Dresden, Germany, where the Bilderberg Group is meeting. This is the group whose own documents the last 50 years have been leaked to the BBC and ourselves and others, where they admit they're setting up a planetary government. They're going to use third world populations to drive down wages. They're going to use the imploding third world to then flood the West, causing a crisis. That crisis will be used to bring in authoritarian control and a global government to manage the collapsing third world. So you got to have a global government to control the collapsing 5+ billion, 6 billion people trying to get into the first world that conservatively maybe has 900 million people in it. More of them living in third world conditions. The carrying weight of the planet, the globalists say, is about to implode, but they're the ones undermining it and blocking innovation. And then hoarding the technology and good developments for themselves in tax-exempt corporate and governmental combines. There's an article coming up by Kurt Nemo that's excellent that I'll be covering later when we get into Bilderberg. Engineer decarbonization will result in mass starvation, poverty, and civil strife. That's what the British Ministry of Defense said, too, in 2007, because it's the plan. He says CO2 is beneficial, not detrimental. That's like saying sunshine is beneficial, or water is beneficial, or mommy is beneficial. A University of Cambridge engineering professor, we're going to get on, warns that the globalist effort to cut carbon emissions will result in widespread poverty, starvation, and civil strife. MJ Kelly, I want to get him on. Everything I cover in my film Endgame with the globalist emissions, within the first 10 years of the carbon taxes they've wanted, it would cause conservatively 1 billion deaths. We've already seen world starvation numbers go from about 25 million a decade ago to over 45 million a year, more than half of those children. You'd say, well, that's how we get rid of so many people. Okay, but the globalists are setting up economic systems to cut development off. I mean, at least, you know, have the courtesy to go shoot them in the head and get it over with quickly. So this is soft kill. This is Nazi Germany 2.0. This is Nazi Germany coming back home. Now, I'm about to go to Leanne McAdoo here in a moment, who is on the ground in Long Beach, California. She's going to be at polling locations today, filing reports to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. With exit polls, she's also going to be covering any civil unrest that comes if this is stolen from Sanders. And she's also going to be at the Democratic primary event. So Biggs is going to be going to Bernie primary event. And he'll be popping in during the fourth hour today. He'll also be reporting on the bedlam he videotaped Monday and over the weekend with the rioting people with Mexican flags beating up any Hispanics that dared try to go to a Trump rally. Of course, those folks did fight back. I can say that's better than the white yuppies who don't ever seem to fight back. I don't get why white people are so wimpy, but I mean, let me just say something that's cliched. I guess that's what it's turned into. But this is the type of stuff that's going on. And I want to get Leanne's take on this, though, because Bernie's gotten more real delegates, but Hillary appoints superdelegates and has stolen more than 10 states from him. So a lot of the math shows he's the winner. But even with Hillary and the media pushing her as the winner, some people wanted to bet on the winner, so they started voting more for her the last month. But still, it's neck and neck. And Bernie says he's going to go to the deal in Philadelphia and fight it. And so, oh, they're getting the riot police ready because, you know, Bernie Sanders are troublemakers. Well, they actually are, but they're actually in the right. When they talk about Hillary stealing it, they're not in the right beating up folks just trying to go see what Donald Trump has to say. A lot of them aren't even supporters. So Leanne McAdoo joining us via video connection from Southern California. Leanne, what are your observations? What's your take? What are you expecting to see?
Hi there, Alex. Yes, we are right outside of a polling location here in Long Beach, the Long Beach Civic Center. There was kind of a rush this morning, people trying to get in, get their votes before they headed into work. Be sort of slow trickle throughout the day. But what we've spoken to some people here at the polling location, and they said that there's a lot of upset. A lot of people are really upset. They're wanting to see some sort of a surprise. And then, of course, this morning, perfectly timed with people who are about to go vote in the California primaries, that, hey, you know what, Hillary Clinton, according to some super secret super delegate, they've already all decided that she's going to be making history as the first female nominee for this party here for the Democratic Party. So they put that out there perfectly timed to almost burst the bubble out of people who are wanting Bernie to win and who are going to get out the vote and vote for Bernie today. So it's going to be really interesting to see exactly what happens if Bernie is able to rally the support of all of these young people here in California and get the vote out. And then will the people's voice speak? Yet Hillary still steals it anyway with her superdelegates. Totally undemocratic process.
That's right. And six states are going to the polls on the Democratic side with a total of 694 delegates at stake. The most important of them, obviously, is California, which has 475 of those delegates. That's the biggest state, biggest population. And where polls close at 11 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Pacific, we're going to have extended coverage on InfoWars Nightly News tonight. After the news, we're going to have some live coverage of this final and, quite frankly, most important primary. And when I say final, it'll be a shoe-in now after this. The second biggest prize is in New Jersey with 126 delegates are at stake. Polls close at 8 p.m. Eastern. We have New Mexico, Montana, South Dakota, and North Dakota as well. And we're going to have Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, and others out there reporting on what's happening on the West Coast. Leanne, looking at this, I have a friend from many years ago who's a prominent Democrat here in Austin, Texas, and he gave me a call this morning to snicker and laugh at me and say the word is you know, Donald Trump's going to lose. Hillary's ahead. Polls show 10 points. Well, most people are intimidated to say they're not going to vote for Trump is the racism charge. Plus, a lot of other scientific polls show him 3-4 points ahead. So they're trying to sell this idea, just like with Sanders, that she's undefeatable, even though he'd have 50,000 in a rally, 10,000 in a rally. She'd have 500, 1,000 max. There's no one that I find supporting Hillary, even here in Austin, Texas. 90% of the liberals I know hate her, but not the guy that called me laughing at me this morning. They're already getting the big fix in. They're already getting ready to just steal it and hand it to her, Leanne.
Absolutely. And that's what people are finally able to see this election cycle. We've talked about it for many, many years, but now the mass of people can see that this is a totally undemocratic process. These superdelegates are set up to make sure that the American people are never able to elect someone that will actually represent them. The party will not allow that to happen. And there's actually a really interesting story coming out of the LA Times, kind of tying in what you were talking about earlier about the globalization, how they're flooding the West with people who aren't loyal and don't have any national instincts there with their countries. That's what's happening here in California. Now, we've been talking about how the left has been flooding America with all types of illegal immigrants that don't have any loyalty to this country, and they think they're going to be loyal to the Democratic Party because they want all that free stuff. Well, it turns out that they're actually seeing a surge in Latino voters who are registering themselves as nonpartisan. So they're not loyal to the Democratic Party, nor are they loyal to the Republican Party. So basically what the left has done has flooded our country with a bunch of people who aren't loyal to anyone, and they're not even loyal to this country. And they're really upset with the fact that the Democrats have made all of these promises to them and haven't followed through.
Well, that's the issue. I mean, on average, black Americans have been screwed over by the Democrats worse than anybody. But there's all these platitudes and words, but doubling the unemployment under Obama. But historically, Hispanic voters are not going to go that way. I don't know why culturally that's different. But when the, quote, Democrats don't deliver or deliver some scam, it's not going to go well. And that's really more than the Democrats wanting voters. The big multinational corporations want to drive down wages. I mean, that's really what this is about. It's what Perot warned about, the giant sucking sound, where things are so bad in areas of Mexico, they got to come up here for jobs. I mean, NAFTA and GATT has been a disaster for everybody but the elites.
Right. And I think a lot of people are starting to see that with the trade agreements. And the big thing here in California, the big thing that's pushing the voting here is immigration. And so that's been the main kicker for a lot of the Latino voters, is getting this immigration passed. But what is going to happen if they do open the borders, if it is good? It's the economy, stupid. Then once you all get here, what are we going to do for jobs?
Sure.
This is going to affect everyone.
It's not like we border Switzerland, okay? We border a failed state that's collapsing. And I like Mexico, a lot of cool stuff. But, I mean, we're going to be a failed state, too. So, you know, don't feel too arrogant, folks, looking at Mexico or Venezuela. Look at what's happening in Spain and Greece, and Ireland's in trouble. I mean, the whole world is teetering because less and less people are working. The governments are raising taxes by design to implode the carrying capacity of the planet. They are collapsing it by design. Mayday, mayday. This is a planned program. And Bernie Sanders will only make it worse. But regardless, it shows people are going for who they see as the outside candidate. They are going for a Trump. They're going for a Sanders. Even there's problems with both of them. And so Trump and Sanders, for me, Leanne, are only a manifestation of the anger and the upsetness of people. And it's not going to go away if they put Hillary Clinton in.
Absolutely not. She's just symbolic. It's just like with Obama, he was the first African-American president. It's all symbolic. She's going to be the first female president. And it's symbolism. She's not actually going to change the country. It's just going to be more of the same and even worse with Hillary Clinton, because she's a total warmonger, total corporate elitist. She's a huge sellout. So we're going to get more of the same.
It's crazy. I mean, the U.S. is collapsing in many areas. Our protectorates are collapsing. More than half the counties and cities in California have already been bankrupt for years. They're getting propped up with more fiat garbage. We just saw Puerto Rico go completely belly up and default. I mean, this is a time bomb on a time bomb. And people just laugh and joke and go, you know, oh, we're going to beat up Hispanics trying to go to a Trump rally because we're Hispanic, waving Bernie signs and want free stuff, with him going, it's all going to be free, like Venezuela. And he's in speeches saying Venezuela should be our model. The place is on fire, Leanne.
Yeah, you don't see, basically what they're saying is all the people lining up for Bernie Sanders are just practicing for the breadline that they're going to be lining up for here soon. So,
wow, well, Leanne, I want to come back and briefly talk to you in this short segment and ask you, on the Trump side, what your view is on those developments, being out in the middle of this. Are you expecting any civil unrest, as I was asking earlier, if Bernie loses California? Because here's the deal, folks. As dumb as some of these voters are, they know Bernie's the real leader of the race, okay? Nobody likes Hillary.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
By the way, coming up at the start of the next segment, before we go to our reporters in Germany at the site of Bilderberg 2016, I'm going to air a 60-second promo for the launch of what we're going to be doing with Tim Kennedy, who in the near future will be going for the title for the middle heavyweight for UFC, and narrowly lost that, as you know, a few years ago to a fellow it turned out was on a bunch of steroids. But what's interesting about working with Tim Kennedy is that most of what he's done is secret, and he won't be getting into any of that with us, obviously, here on air. He's going to be bringing all his expertise when he's been in the most elite Army units there are, and joint units. There's only really one joint unit. Everybody knows what that is, Delta Force. And beyond Chris Kyle, and I'm not taking anything away from Chris Kyle, but this is the super soldier. And they've been trying to train him to take the guns and stuff, and he and the Muslim army are awake. Just like they said no to Al-Qaeda and said no to funding ISIS 4 years ago, and now that's all been declassified in the news. And Tim Kennedy goes around with the Pentagon doing pro-military, pro-veteran promotions, and at the level of the U.S. Army, they're even pretty much done with the globalists. Tim Kennedy's going to be joining the info war. Just telling you that right now, and other people as well. There's a real fight for this republic, and people are going to start seeing the real response in the defense of this country. This is only the beginning. All right, we built it and they came. Leanne McAdoo, wow, so much going on. You saw the Joe Biggs footage. You've seen people being attacked. Just yesterday, Hispanics getting attacked because they're out on the street trying to vote for Trump. We're hearing there's going to be attacks at some of the polling places. They attack women, too. So you wanted to go out there, but please be safe.
Yeah, I thank you, Alex. I'm definitely going to be watching my back. I've got Zimmerman out here. Unfortunately, Biggs is going to be in a different location, but I think we're going to be all right. But, yeah, I am expecting some excitement, I think, on either end. If Bernie wins California, but it still goes to Hillary, I think all of the people that we've been seeing getting rowdy at these rallies are going to be out in full effect tonight. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I said go out there, but I wanted Biggs to be with you. I'm not trying to be patronizing, but I mean, I'd be concerned out there. I want a few guys with me. So you're going to be with Biggs, right? Because you guys are split up right now.
Well, we're split up right now. Biggs is going to be at the Bernie Sanders event, and we are going to go try to get to where the Hillary Clinton supporters are at. But we might end up being where Biggs is at if that seems to
be where. Zimmerman's a big guy, so hopefully you guys can protect each other.
Yeah, he doesn't have his he's not carrying right now, so that's kind of a letdown for me. But we are here in this liberal utopia, California, which is like a totally rundown state. I can't even describe. It looks like a third world country here in a lot of the parts of California.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I was there a few years ago, and I said, I'm not coming back unless I have to. I was sitting there out by a pool with a butler. I was at a Hollywood Stars house. It wasn't Charlie Sheen's, it was another one, bringing me, like, foie gras, and there was ashes raining down on me, and like, you know, three women in bikinis out by the pool with ashes with fires a mile away, and I said, this is like hell. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I mean, we're just looking around, and just unbelievable. I mean, California's one of the youngest states in the nation, and it looks so run down. What happened? How could this have happened in this liberal Mecca?
Well, it's because they have some of the highest taxes in the country, and they're only getting higher, Leanne. But whenever Trump comes out and says they're shutting off the water, that's causing a lot of the farmers to go out of business. They write articles saying he's a liar. But they shut off three major lakes in Northern California that destroyed over 100,000 farmers. That's admitted.
Right.
By the way, some of those farmers are Tim Kennedy's family. Original Californians are like as Texas or more. Like, I run into all these Californians that are fourth, fifth generation, and they're as cool as anybody I know that's like seventh generation Texan, and they'll tell you, they go, stop saying California is a bunch of evil people. We're not, folks from all over the country came there in the world to get a free deal. The communists destroyed California.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we're starting to see trickling out in Austin, because as we know, Texas is great, but then you've got Austin starting to get full-on Democratic representation there, so it's kind of, don't bring the locusts here.
All right, Leanne, great job. By the way, I love that green jacket. You know, that's my favorite.
Thank you. Mine, too.
I tell you, that's the Irish in you. But seriously, what else are you going to be covering?
Well, we are also going to be out here. We wanted to talk a little bit about how what a Clinton presidency would look like. We're outside of the Laugh Factory, and you can recall we did that whole series with people submitting their videos trying to insult Hillary Clinton because she wanted to shut down people's free speech if they dare make jokes about her. So that's just one of the things going on here out in California with the Laugh Factory. And we'll kind of be bouncing all around here, meeting up with some of her, seeing if we can actually find any Hillary Clinton supporters. I have yet to find one.
Leanne, tell folks how they find. So that's key. I mean, do a report on that. A reporter cannot find a Hillary supporter, but she's set to win the state. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Leanne, in closing, fire out your Facebook or Twitter. It's important for people to follow those as well, not just our main ones, because you post a lot of exclusive stuff there.
Yes, you can follow me at Leanne McAdoo on Twitter and also Leanne McAdoo InfoWars on my Facebook page. And we'll be seeing you tonight live at 7 p.m. Central for the InfoWars Nightly News.
That's right. Expanded coverage with our reporters from Bilderberg, Germany, and from California, and more. I'm Alex Jones from Austin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fortunne tanto, fortunne razzi, si razzi puzzo celi, fortunne amici, fortunne razzi, tra i preferi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us, this is the InfoWar. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got our reporters in Germany. We've got our reporters in California reporting on the 2016 election tonight. We'll have coverage from 7 o'clock Central past 9 o'clock. We'll have a bunch of produced news packages covering the latest developments this evening. And then we'll also have reporters across the world giving a geopolitical analysis as well. I'll be popping in as well. And Jakari Jackson, along with Aaron McBreen and David Knight, will be running the show here from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, the center that you built with your support, your prayers, and your financial support by buying super high-quality, cutting-edge products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, buying a lot of Hillary for President shirts, buying a lot of Molon Lave shirts, wearing those colors loud and proud, meeting like-minded people. I just love seeing the live footage and covering it myself a few times, seeing black, white, Hispanic, male, female, wearing Molon Lambe shirts, wearing Hillary for President shirts, and unifying humanity around freedom. That absolutely freaks out Obama and the globalists. They do not want to show the crowds of people of every race, color, and creed going into these Trump rallies. They do not. They want to spin it and make it look like Trump is a racist. That is what they're pushing as hard as they can, but it's not working. They're also pushing a big hoax that Hillary's ahead of him in every poll, just like she's ahead of Bernie Sanders, right? Oh, no, the superdelegates stole more than 10 states for her. And now Sanders, to his credit, saying we're still going to fight at the convention because we've got the delegates and the superdelegates don't speak for the voters. They've never implemented this before. They're doing this because they've got candidates they don't want like Trump and Sanders. I got problems with both Sanders and Trump. A lot less with Trump, obviously. I admire his courage, agree with a lot of what he has to say, but he says some stuff I don't agree with. The way he put the Mexican judge thing, I got it in the full context, but it was just giving him a weapon. But maybe that's his plan, knowing it would all come out later. It's just a complex issue. Now, before I go to Rob Dube and Josh Owens there, a lot has happened since they were on with us yesterday. We've gotten the Bilderberg list. We've gotten the intel. It's up on drudgereport.com. It's the Bilderberg Group that is the most important private organizational meeting. It's a specter meeting. And George Soros basically runs the show now. It used to be David Rockefeller, but he's faded off. He's not there this year. With a bunch of British and Dutch royalty and Saudis and you name it. Chinese have been kicked out of them for about 4 years, showing that big split is real. And they are outside the hotel where the Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting this year. They've been able to get inside and get footage, but they always try to push people out, so we're going to be talking to them in a moment. But before we go to Dresden, Germany, Tim Kennedy was number two, middle heavyweight, narrowly lost, hasn't fought in a year or two because he doesn't like some of the UFC deals where they don't even let you have sponsorship now. Can't have names on your trunks. Can't even pay yourself, basically. It's a joke. I mean, I thought that boxing, you know, had some heads. I know Dana White. I've met him. I'm friends with Joe Rogan. I've been out to fights in Vegas. I mean, but at the same time, I'm not really a big UFC fan because I'm not into sports, and seeing guys beat the hell out of each other, I admire them. It's interesting. I'm all for contact sports. It's just that I'm so into the Second Amendment and other political issues, I don't have time to focus on it. But I have followed Tim Kennedy because he's lived in Austin many years. He's been friends with my high school buddy Shane Steiner for many years, who folks know. And they're an old famous rodeo family and Texas family, and our families go back some. Strange, even though when I met him in high school when I moved down here, I didn't know my grandfather knew his grandfather and great-grandfather, Buck Steiner. But it's a small world. And then my dad had family that actually ran whiskey with him during Prohibition and stuff like that out of Houston. Al Capone was even involved. You can't look up Buck Steiner and Al Capone if you think I'm kidding. But they're great folks is what I'm saying. Pure Americana. And I was like, yeah, Tim Kennedy. So I started having dinner a few times, hanging out with him. They'd come by the office. We'd go over to the gym, watch him work out. Anthony started working out with him a little bit. These guys work out all over town for like twice a day, 3 hours a day, and then go out and shoot and do all the rest of it. And then I talked to some of my Army buddies and people I know that are retired or been in Special Forces, and they said, well, you know, Tim Kennedy's like been in more combat probably than even somebody like the legend, Chris Kyle, and I didn't know those guys had been friends years in Iraq where the Army and the Marines worked with each other in overwatch and underwatch, nighttime watch, daytime watch, all this other stuff, and that they'd actually been in contact a lot. But the thing is, the Army doesn't let the Navy SEAL group do what they do. They don't write books about it. They don't talk about it. They don't do it. Because the Army's obviously contingent with Special Forces, probably has, 10 times what the Navy does? But from folks that know, Tim Kennedy won't brag on himself. This guy, when it comes to being a sniper, right there with Chris Kyle, but only a legend in the Army. And when it comes to just all the things he's done, it's amazing. There's not just sniping, but commando raids, taking out top terrorists, you name it, he's been there. And the interesting part is, he's been a listener for years, but his grandmother and family were into the New World Order and fighting it. They're farmers from California. They've been attacked by having their water supply turned off. And now they try to train the military for gun confiscation and taking over capitals and checkpoints and martial law and all the rest of it. So that's really woken the military up. And Kennedy's not telling me any of this. I already know all this. It's public. But he said, yeah, folks are awake. Yes, it's true. But I have all my other sources. I mean, like, I had colonels on, and like Schaefer and others, 4 days after Benghazi saying it was an order stand down by Hillary to ship missiles into Syria and start the next wave, and the next is Europe. That's all been declassified now. Judicial Watch came out a year ago with the headline, let me give it to you, secret Pentagon report reveals U.S. created ISIS as a tool to overthrow Syria's President Assad, close quote. And it was Tim Kennedy and people who were there saying, we're not going to be part of this. So this is a big deal, and I'm just excited that Tim Kennedy's going to be doing a lot of production with us. He's going to be, but everything from organic farming to Amish and milk and to weightlifting to shooting to just the philosophy of a true patriot, dangerous patriot, bringing back men, bringing back families, bringing back women, bringing back Americana, bringing back real preparation with somebody that didn't tell me this, but I know it and looked it up as true, is, you know, run the presidential security details. You know, Delta Force assigned to Tim, I get mad, but I already know this stuff from other people. The point is, it's great to have somebody like this working with InfoWars because he's a total patriot. And we've got a 4-minute video where he talks about the Second Amendment we're going to be airing towards the end of the third hour today. But there's going to be lots of this. And then, of course, as he goes in, coming up soon for the championship and the rest of it, I'm not going to get into that. It's going to be a big deal for InfoWars and the fight against tyranny. And the military and good parts of our government are so angry at the globalists and Obama and this attempt to take over the country and the missile secrets of the Chinese and the rest of it that Tim Kennedy's his own man and does what he wants to do, has a lot of courage to be doing this, but there's a lot of folks nodding their heads to him, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So this is a real defense of this republic. And so I would expect people like Tim Kennedy to want to work with InfoWars at a critical juncture like this in history. Now, this promo video we're about to promote and premiere is going to go up on InfoWars.com the next 30 minutes or so. We're going to encode it and upload it and give it a great title. I don't know what to call it. It's so cool. It's only a minute long, and this is just one day of shooting they did on sniper training and on weightlifting and on search and rescue outside Austin, Texas. There's going to be a lot more of this integrated into what we do. Won't be shooting shows with me out there like Yosemite Sam. It'll be shooting shows and things with Tim Kennedy. And the craziest part, other really famous people want to be involved separately that just so happen to live here in Austin, Texas. So it's just, there's a lot of patriots just magically coming together. So let's go ahead and play this piece. Again, it's not really for radio, so I'm going to narrate some of it, but here it is. True patriot, this is just the beginning. That's not a drone, that's a helicopter coming in. This video will be on InfoWars.com the next hour. Hog hunting from helicopters? You got it. Infiltrating ISIS bases? Oh, shouldn't have said it. Oh, yeah, I heard a little birdie told me we might have InfoWars reporting from Syria.
If I was just going to, like, attach an idea to it, it's going to be dangerous freedom.
Start down your path to freedom now, InfoWars.com/True Patriot. We're going to send that link out of that video out to everybody in the next hour, but this is such an exciting time. I look at Rob Dew, who we're about to go to, and Josh Owens, warriors for this republic and freedom worldwide. Tim Kennedy, Shane Steiner, and the editors of the video, and everybody that made it possible, like Buckley and everybody else, we're in a real fight here. We're not asking for you to admire us. We're saying, join us. This is history. We're not going to just bow down to Hillary Clinton and George Soros, the New World Order. Our own military went to Obama, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, 4 years ago and said, we're not going to attack Syria with air power. In fact, we're taking Al-Qaeda and ISIS out, and we're going to give the Russians the intel to do it. And Colonel Schaefer came on and said that meeting happened. And 3 years later, Cy Hirsch published it in New Yorker magazine and in the London Review of Books, exactly what we told you and broke here. The good people in the military came here to to tell you they were trying to not be traitors and going up against the criminals that have hijacked this nation. You understand? I'm not bragging that we're at the center of the zeitgeist. I'm just telling you, when you see InfoWars, this is 110% attempt at giving you the bottom line truth, straight shooting you Texas style. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. The truth is, the only reason evil men and tyrants flourish is that good men and women do nothing, to quote Thomas Jefferson. Well, guess what? Good men are doing something. And it was a great point that Larry Nichols made. He's going to be popping on the fourth hour today. That Bill Clinton told him, the only thing he said Bill Clinton ever told him that was true. He said, great men aren't just made as great men. Great circumstances make great men. That's a paraphrase, but that's exactly what's happening. The New World Order thinks they're just going to move against everybody, just going to win, and we're all going to roll over. That's not what's happening. All right, now we go to outside Dresden, Germany. They'll give you the name of the hotel, the details. It's all up on InfoWars.com. We have the list of the Bilderberg meetings, an article by Paul Watson. Paul is landing in Germany right now, but he has to drive several hours to get to him. He'll be there later this evening reporting at Bilderberg 2016 to talk Trump, riots, migrants, and Brexit. These are the people that open the borders. This is their global plan. Literally, they're in there planning the end of Europe right now. And outside of that very hotel is Rob Dew. Rob, tell us exactly what's unfolded in the last 24 hours.
Thank you, Alex. This is Rob Dew reporting live from Dresden, Germany, right outside the Kempinski Hotel. It's also called the Grand Hotel Taschenberg Palais. You can see the name up on the back of the hotel. And this is where Bilderberg 2016 will be taking place. Starting tomorrow at noon, they're going to start kicking people out of this area. And, Josh, if you could pan around and show people the security barrier that was erected today. This was not here yesterday. They started with the concrete pylons, and then they put wrought iron above them. And, Alex, I want to make note, too, of this. Josh, keep it right there. Now, Alex, right here is a giant triangle, a pyramid, with a circle in the middle representing the eye, the all-seeing eye.
Wow.
This is the same thing that we saw last year at the Interalpen Hotel, a giant pyramid. So these people love symbology, and this is part of it here at the Taschenberg Palais Hotel where Bilderberg 2016 is going to be taking place.
Obviously, you're going to file a report on that. That is sensational. We have another report from John Bowne on the same subject yesterday. They are really throwing it in our face.
They really are. And it was funny, as we were setting up, a guy on a bike rode up to me and he goes, do you see the triangle and the circle in the middle? I said, yeah, we saw it. As we walked outside, we saw the same thing. He goes, can you believe it? Can you believe it? And then I said, hey, you want to be on the video? He goes, no. And he rode off. But it's just, people know what's going on. We saw signs yesterday at the march for the Brigitte. The people were, you know, there's some Bilderberg signs out there. And so people are aware of it. I think there's going to be big protests. Now, here's the breaking news, Alex. This morning when we were walking through the hotel shooting video, I saw a group of people having a meeting. And I didn't make much note of it, but I did stop and shoot a little bit of it, and we filed that video. Turns out that was German military planning security with the hotel staff. So now German military is involved in the security apparatus here for Bilderberg 2016. I haven't seen anything about that in the news. So I believe
that
we
means
are breaking
taxpayers
this now.
Are having to pay for the overthrow of their own country.
Exactly. And I think that's definitely because Angela Merkel is going to be here along with five of her ministers and the governor of Saxony. So they are gearing up to make this. What's being said now, a group of seven or more is going to be illegal. They will not have a group of seven or more anywhere around here. And they have a very small area compared to what happened yesterday or last year, where it was 5 miles around the hotel. You've got just this little bitty area here that they've got cordoned off, and they got a little bit cordoned off in the back. But the big news is that I think the German military is now actively working with the governments and everybody else to provide security here. And I don't think that's ever been done. I had that confirmed by a source who actually thought they were police and went up to them and started talking to them, and they said, no, we're German military.
Well, what's amazing is they've always every fourth year been in Virginia or other areas like Georgia on the East Coast. But Bilderberg has officially come out and said, yes, we're Dresden, Germany. They released this today. It's up on DresdenReport.com. Bilderberg meetings, the official website. Now, again, just a decade ago, they didn't have an official website. They would say it didn't exist. We were insane. Now, a few years ago in England, they said, oh, the prime minister isn't going. Then here he comes, you know, via helicopter. And an accompanying motorcade of his security. This is going on. We're pointing out the secret meetings that are happening.
Yeah, they said the same thing with Angela Merkel. She's not on the official list. I checked it today. But everybody's been saying she's going to be here. So I definitely think she's going to be here, especially with the migrant crisis going on. And with the groundswell of people starting to get up and be pissed off because they're taxed too much. The standard of living is going down. They can't afford to have just a decent standard of living by working two or three jobs, and people are pissed off. And you're seeing that all around the world. It's not just here in Germany. It's all over the world. The people want to get out of the EU in England. And so
they were never allowed to even vote to be in it. They were never allowed to vote to be in it.
And that was a plan fomented in Bilderberg. And I think it's funny. We did that spoof video of Hitler in the bunker planning Bilderberg with his military officers. And here we see military officers here planning the security. So it's weird how fiction becomes fact and art becomes life, you know, and we didn't know that at the time. We just thought it'd be kind of funny to have, you know, we're coming to Germany, let's have Hitler planning Bilderberg.
Sure, that's spoof for folks that don't know. That's been going on for 10 years since that bunker movie came out in German, and everybody takes it and cuts it for political issues. And the people said, oh, you're trying to demonize Germans as if they're the source of tyranny. No, we're saying Hitler's a dictatorial figure. Merkel's a dictatorial figure. We're paralleling that the EU was a Nazi project, and so was Bilderberg. That's a fact. That's indisputed. Okay?
Exactly. And people were wearing shirts. They had signs yesterday of Merkel dressed up as a Nazi. So it's not far from the truth.
But the media claims they're all Nazis out that are protesting her. No, the truth is we couldn't find any of them.
Inverting reality. Inverting reality.
Yeah, stay there. Rob News, our guest. We'll be back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
Why is it so important that we expose the Bilderberg Group?
The bloody British in a town in
well, Patriots 60 years ago started warning of plans for a global government. It was so mainstream that even Eisenhower talked about it, Richard Nixon, then Ronald Reagan as governor and Ronald Reagan as a candidate in the late 1970s. And he'd say, I don't want George Herbert Walker Bush on my ticket. He's part of that Trilateral Commission and that Bilderberg. We've got to actually have clips of that. But then they would just demonize anybody that talked about it like it didn't exist. And this is just one of the top shadowy room events, but it's Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, and then they have different roundtable groups that interface as well, like the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations, but it's the same few hundred people, and they are technocrats, they are globalists, they are eugenicists, they are anti-humans, they are post-industrialist, and they'll control left, right, fascist, Muslim, they don't care, to get their game plan. And so we're forcing this out in the open. It was about a decade ago that Drudge Report started linking to our articles covering Bilderberg every year, and media would go, look at Drudge linking to imaginary stuff. It's not happening. Remember that? So I don't mean to sycophantically plug Drudge every day on a subject, but we got to give credit where credit's due, like General Dempsey saying 4 years ago, we're not going to be part of an attack on the Syrians for Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Just not going to happen. And that's what's going on, is we're just finding our conscience and saying no, and they've always denied this stuff's going on. We're forcing it out in the open to have a real discussion. Yes, Obama, you're shipping illegals in and legalizing them and letting them have TB and putting them in school next to kids. You're out of control. Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. Yes, you are. Here it is in the Associated Press. We're forcing the issue. Rob, dude, tell me what you found inside the hotel, what else you're going to be covering, when you expect them to throw you out. Obviously, it kicks off officially Thursday, but they usually kick people out now on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm thrown out a whole 4 or 5 days before. I'm not even allowed in the hotel. Rob, have you had any issues?
We have not had any issues yet. I was in the lobby earlier today and talking with Luke Radowski and Dan Dix, and the front counter guy was leering at us. And that's about as bad as it's gotten so far. We have been filming. We have a video coming up of shots from inside the hotel showing the indoor pool of this tanning bed that looks like some sort of weird oxygenation chamber that probably Harry Kissinger will be using. But going back to this triangle, and I see you have that logo behind you. Somebody made a triangle with a circle in it. There's a good shot of it right there from up where we're at. This is the courtyard, actually, from where the presidential palace is. The presidential palace is off to your left on the screen right there. The former presidential palace of the German king. And then right across is where the Bilderbergs will be meeting tomorrow. They'll start tomorrow at 12 at noon. They're supposed to start kicking us out. So that's what we're planning. I haven't had any issues since then. I've walked around and filmed. We went in the courtyard, and they're actually erecting some shade structure. They were building a stage for a performance, and I asked one of the waiters. I said, "What's going on here?" I said, "They're building a tent, a big tent for everybody." So it's this weird looking dome tent. But there's a lot of history.
I gotta say though, you gotta love your job sometimes. Germany is beautiful. Austria last year.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me tell you, Alex. Germany is blowing away my expectations. Here's the courtyard right across the street. This is where the king used to have animal shows and circuses and parties. Pan over that way, Josh. Look at that. I mean, it's just amazing. This is surrounded by like a giant castle wall.
Looks like Versailles.
Climb up. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody might get some drone shots in a bit from this vantage point.
Oh.
I don't know if that's going to happen, though. Mm. Be a good spot to launch one.
Help me, I'm weak.
So that's what we're expecting. I'm going to go meet with a guy who I interviewed yesterday. He's an Austrian. He was passing out flyers last night to people, and he got a ticket just for passing out flyers talking about illegal immigration.
Wow. So again, tickets or arrest, that's admitted. This is the so-called free speech of the left. Now coming here back in 70 seconds with Rob Duke. Then we interview the expert on radical Islam. Coming up, you want any? You've got it.
Today.